皆さんこんにちは。
こんにちは。すいません、なんか携帯落としちゃって。
はい、今日はなんとインタビュー企画です。イエーイ。今日は誰にインタビューをするかというと、私たちの友達のトムさんにインタビューをします。
はい、
で内容はJET、JET。ALT についてなんかちょっと聞いていきたいなと思います、
はい、
きっと将来 in the future その日本で働きたいと思っている人も多いと思うので、ぜひこのインタビューが参考になれば嬉しいなと思います、
はい
はい、と私たちは日本語でインタビューをするんですけど、トムさんには英語を使ってもらいます、うん。はい、はい、それではこんにちは。
こんにちは。
Hello。
Hello。
じゃあ自己紹介してもらってもいいですか？
Okay, yeah. So my name's Tom. I'm a student at the same university that these guys do their study abroad at. And I'm originally from a town in England called Milton Keynes. I then went to university for my undergraduate degree in Nottingham, and then I went to Japan for 2 years.In 2016, so nearly 3 years ago.
じゃあ最初にそのジェットプログラムについて説明してもらってもいいですか？
Yes, of course. The JET program is, it stands for the Japan Exchange Teaching Program, and it's quite a good scheme if you're looking to move to Japan or teach English abroad. And essentially, it's like a recruitment agency. You apply.Through JET to work in Japan, and then they place you in a town or a prefecture working in elementary schools, junior high schools, or high schools somewhere in Japan.
そもそも、なんで日本で働きたいって思ったの？
So I actually wanted to teach English.The reason I went on JET wasn't because I really liked Japan, it was because I wanted to teach English abroad. And the job that I found working through JET was probably the best option for me. It was the longest contract and the best conditions. Japan's a very nice country, and I'd always wanted to visit, but it wasn't because of Japan, it was because I wanted to teach English and work in somewhere different than England.
その日本以外だと例えばどういう国で英語を教えることができたの？
So I applied for jobs in Thailand and India. But in India, I'd visited India in my second year as an undergraduate on like a summer program, and it was a very different country to England, and I'm not sure I could live there. And Thailand was a voluntary placement.For only 3 months. So I decided I'd do a proper job. So I stayed in Japan for 2 years. And I could have stayed for 5 years if I wanted.
なるほどね。
でも一回も日本に来たことなかったんですよね。なんか、ALT になる前は。
Yeah, I'd never been to Japan before I became an ALT. So everything was a big surprise when I arrived.
その ALT で日本に来る前のなんか日本のイメージとかって、
oh.
覚えてる？
So I, my image of Japan was sort of the image of Tokyo. Massive cities, really busy, everyone's very polite, and everyone ate sushi every day. That was my image. And then I didn't go to Tokyo, I went toShikoku, Ehime Prefecture, which is maybe the opposite of Tokyo.
確かに Ehime っていうのはね、四国にある
そう、ちょっと田舎っていうか、
そうだね、まあ、なんか
Very 田舎
私のイメージだと、みかん？
Yes, yeah.
確かに
So みかん in English is mandarin, I think. Mandarin orange. And they're very delicious in Ehime.
ね、美味 しいよね。行ったことある？四国。
Have you tried ポンジュース？
ポンジュースある。
Yeah, that's from 愛媛。
あ、そうなんだ。そのポンジュースっていうジュースはね、ポンジュースっていうのはそのジュースのブランド？
名前？
名前なんだけど、なんかそれは全国そのエブリウェアで日本エブリウェアインジャパンで買えるんだけど、そのそれが愛媛からだとは知らなかった。はい、
はい、
じゃあ
日本でどういう生活をしてたのか教えてもらっていいですか。なんか一日朝起きて夜寝るまでどういう風なスケジュールだったのか。
So most days、Monday to Friday、I would start work at 8 a.m.、I worked at three different schools. So、I'd goTowards the end of my 2 years in Japan, I was an elementary school specialist. So I taught for maybe 3 or 4 days a week at elementary school,、which is ages 6 to 11, I think.、Mm. And then I would teach 1 or 2 days at junior high school, so 11 until 15.、and so I would start work at 8.、I would finish at 4.、I'd probably stay at work doing preparation.Or waiting for my bus home until 5, 5:30. And then I would study Japanese 2 or 3 nights a week. Definitely Tuesdays and Thursdays and sometimes Monday nights as well. And on the other nights I'd meet my friends. Eating out at restaurants in Japan is much cheaper than it is in England. So we'd go to restaurants quite a lot. And at weekends I'd travel or...If I had events to go to, I'd go to them as well.
その日本語もその勉強してたって言ってたけど、そのなんだろう、どのくらいの日本語力だったの？来る前は全くわからない感じ。
So I knew zero Japanese before I went to Japan. I'd actually had two lessons. I had one Japanese lesson on my orientation for the JET program, and my second Japanese lesson was.A week after, at another JET program event, and I probably should have learned some more Japanese. I learned to read hiragana and katakana before I went to Japan, but when I arrived, I decided I'm going to study as hard as I can, and also it was really nice to meet people. Most of the people in my classes in Japan, they weren't English speakers. Most of the people were...Vietnamese people who worked on the docks, or Chinese and Taiwanese engineers. So it was like a really nice mix of people who I could meet.
その英語が喋れなく、あ、じゃない、日本語が喋れなくても、その ALT として働くのは働けるって感じ。それでも結構大変だった。その先生とのコミュニ、日本人の先生とのコミュニケーションとか。
Yeah, so it's definitely a challenge, but if you want to teach English, it's possible to do without speaking Japanese. Because essentially, you shouldn't be speaking Japanese in your classroom anyway if you're an assistant language teacher. Your job is to speak English, and the job of the Japanese teacher you'll be working with is to use Japanese and English. So...I started off mainly at junior high schools, and junior high school has English teachers who speak English. So I had two English teachers working with me at one school, and they were so supportive and really nice and really helped me. And a couple of the other teachers spoke a little bit of English. What was really difficult was elementary school. So I taught at one really small, really rural elementary school, which had no English-speaking staff. But it did have English-speaking students because there was a half-Filipino student who spoke English. So she helped me more than the teachers.
そうなんだ。
でも、Z プログラムの人って日本語喋れない人が多いんですか?
Yeah, quite a lot. Probably recently there's been more people studying Japanese before they go. But a lot, especially from the UK, a lot of the JET applicants don't speak that much Japanese.
そのじゃあ JET プログラムにこのアプライ申請するなんか手続きというかなんかこうプロセスを教えて。
The process of applying is like I don't know, I always like to say it's very Japanese. It's not that difficult, but it's long. It's a long application process. So you have to apply through the embassy, through the Japanese embassy in your country. So for me, I had to apply through the Japanese embassy in London, which involved going on the JET program or embassy website and downloading all of the documents and the lists of stuff I needed. I had to write, I think, like a personal statement. I had to get letters from my university showing my transcript of grades. I had to do a police check, health check, so all of these different things. And then I had to send 3 copies of everything to the Japanese embassy. Once they received my application, I was called for an interview. So the application deadline was, I think, the end of November. So then I was called for an interview in January. I had my interview. I had to wait maybe 3 or 4 months. And then I heard that I'd got a place on JET. I was on the accepted list. I then had to wait another month or 2 months to find out where I was going. So in May, I think, is when I found out I was going to a town called Nihama in Ehime. And when I Googled it, I couldn't really find much about Nihama. There's still not much on the internet. And then I was contacted by Nihama about a month later, and I went to Japan on the 31st of July. So it was nearly a year. So I found the JET program in September, and the following July, I moved out to Japan.
その愛媛とか行く場所っていうのはもう自分では決められない感じ？勝手に決められるの？
Yeah, so on your application, you can put down 3 places you'd like to go. And you can also tick boxes that say a rural place, a small city or a large city. But really, you can't choose where you go. They place you in places where they need ALTs, so they need assistant language teachers. And also the purpose of the JET program is to put English teachers in places without English teachers. So up until maybe, I think only 2 years ago, they started JETs in Tokyo. Before that, there was no JET program in Tokyo, because the idea is that in the parts of the country that don't have much English speakers and have a lower quality of English education is to try and increase the multiculturalism of that area through ALTs. So I was placed, my city actually increased, the year before I went it had 3 ALTs, and the year I went it moved up to 11. So there was a big increase in the amount of people working in my city. So it was a really sort of interesting experience, and one that I would never have chosen if I had a choice, because I'd never heard of Shikoku before I went to Japan.
じゃあ結構日本の田舎で生活することについて難しかったこととかありますか？
So the most difficult thing is obviously people don't speak that much English. The people who do speak English in these areas are normally quite old people or English teachers, because all of the young people who speak English have moved to cities to work or gone to universities to study. So there was I used to help with quite a few sort of English conversation classes or sort of charity things, local English societies and things like that, and all of the members were retired people who had started studying English again once they'd retired from their jobs. So in my day-to-day life, going to the shops was sometimes difficult. And another thing that was difficult about living in the countryside is that I'm quite tall. I'm quite tall, and so I'm 188 centimeters. So buying clothes in Japan is okay. I'm about as tall as possible, any taller than me, and it's more difficult. But buying shoes is really difficult in Japan. There was a big shopping mall near me called Aeon Mall. And
Aeon.
So I went to Aeon and I tried to buy shoes, and I found one pair of shoes in the entire mall that were my size. So it's sometimes it's things like that you don't really think about before you go. But then a lot of the things I thought were going to be really difficult before I went weren't difficult. They were quite
nice. But like, 逆に日本語しかこう喋らないっていうか、英語が喋れる人が少ないと逆に日本語の勉強になるというか、
にはなりそうだね。So that's why I started studying Japanese. So I was always going to study Japanese when I went to Japan, but I was studying Japanese a lot. I'd study probably 7 days a week. And the reason was is I just wanted to fit more into my community. And so after 3 months, 4 months, I could have conversations. But very simple conversations. But it was really helpful that when I started working at elementary school, elementary school children are so, they don't have any inhibitions. They're so friendly that they would just speak to me in Japanese and I'd sort of learn to speak with them. But the negative of that is I started to learn to speak Ioben, which is a dialect of Japanese rather than formal Japanese. So, because the children don't speak proper Japanese.
So, じゃあ仕事ちょっと話が変わるけど、月曜から金曜まではその結構仕事朝8時から働いてたって言ってたけど、土日とかあのはどんな weekend?
So on my weekends, so I'd quite often I'd travel or I wouldn't travel that often actually. I'd go maybe 3 or 4 or 5 times a year. I'd travel on weekends. I'd go to Kyoto or Osaka, wasn't too far from where I lived. But most weekends I would sort of see friends or travel in the area of my city. So I'd go, I was friends with some English teachers in different cities in Shikoku. So I'd visit them at weekends or just go to an izakaya on a Saturday night or walk around a park or climb a mountain. There's it's such a beautiful part of Japan, Shikoku. And it's much cheaper than other parts of Japan. So you can do some really cool things.
じゃあ週末にそうやって友達と会ったりしてたらこう寂しくなったりすることはなかった？なんかイギリスに帰りたいなとか。
Only in winter. So in summer, everyone wants to do things because there's a lot of people have free time. It's sunny. It's too hot, but people do want to, you know, experience Japan. But when it gets to January and February and it's cold and you just want to stay in your flat, in your apartment, underneath your kotatsu. That's when I felt a little bit homesick.
なるほど。
はい。あ、じゃあ、その日本に来る前は全く喋れなくて、日本に来た後すごい日本語勉強したわけですけど、どういう感じで勉強しましたか？
Oh, so in Japan, because I was in Japan, I could listen to Japanese every day. So the way that I would study is I had a beginner's textbook. I actually had 2 beginner's textbooks. And every day I would do the grammar points of my beginner's textbook and try and translate them. I would go to class twice a week, which wasn't that useful in terms of teaching me Japanese, but it let me practice my Japanese with my other classmates. I use an app to learn kanji called Wani Kani, and I would go to restaurants in the evening, like sometimes I go to a family restaurant like Gusto or Joyful, and I'd just sit there and listen and study. So I'd listen to people's conversations and see if I can understand anything. And when I first started, I couldn't understand anything unless they were talking about me. And then in the end, I could understand quite a lot. And also making friends who only speak Japanese is also really useful. So I had quite a few friends who couldn't speak English. And talking with them obviously makes you better at Japanese as you keep practicing. But it was just keeping practicing and having something to aim for.
でも2年間でなんかのその2年間ってこうなんだろう、すごい十分だったっていうか、そのトムさんのなんか日本語力はもうすごいから、なんか2年間 ALT として働けばなんかもう普通に なんか日本語でもう超フルエントというか超流暢になんか会話できるくらいまでなるんだなって結構感激みたいな。
So, not always. So I actually have a friend studying with me who worked in Japan for 2 years as an AOT and he can't speak Japanese anything because he lived in Gunma. And he was close to Tokyo, so instead of studying Japanese, he went to Tokyo. So it's all about putting effort in. If you want to speak Japanese and you study hard, you can. It's not the most difficult language to learn in the world. I'm trying to learn Chinese, and that's much more difficult to speak than Japanese is. So it was just about putting in the effort. And 2 years is enough to... If you can't speak any Japanese, after 2 years you'll be able to have most conversations. But if you can already speak some Japanese, I think you should be able to be like very good at Japanese, very fluent afterwards.
Yeah, なんか私たちなんてさ、こう中学生の時から何年間も英語をやってるのに。
それよ、本当。それ。
なんでだろうね。
But you don't have much opportunity to practice.When you're a junior high school student.
そうだね、なんか話すっていうのはあんまりしないもんね。なんかこう、リーディングとかは結構やる。文法とかね。
Okay.
まあやるけど、確かにね。
言い訳。
それにしても謎だね。なんかなんでこう、日本英語ができるようにならないのかっていう永遠の謎ですね。
はい、努力が足りないんだ。
そうだね。努力だね。努力が足りないです。はい、反省しましょう。じゃあ、はい、日本語についてはこんな感じで大丈夫かな、
うん、
じゃあ他なこれから将来あのどういうふうに、まあ、日本語と関わっていくというか、 なんか、まあ、将来はどういうふうにしていきたいんですか、
so、in the future, so right now I am writing my dissertation、sort of my graduation thesis from my master's degree which is about、indigenous people's politics so in Japan, Ainu、
mm-hmm.
and in Taiwan、I haven't decided which、indigenous peoples but Taiwan and Japanese politics、
mm-hmm.
In December, I'm moving to Taiwan for 6 months to study Chinese and then after that, hopefully I'll go back to Japan and study in Japan some more and I don't know what I really want to dodo as a job in the future, but I quite like research and I'd like to be able to use languages in my future job.
その日本にずっと住みたいみたいな気持ちもあるの？それともちょっとだけ temporary って感じ？
Maybe just temporarily. Yeah, I'm not sure I could live in Japan for, I don't know. I might end up living in Japan forever. You never know. But I don't think so.
じゃあ日本のじゃあいいところ悪いところみたいなすごい簡単に教えてもらえる なんかそのなんで日本にはずっと住めないって
Why? I don't know. The Japanese work culture is very different from the Western work culture. And if the Japanese work culture starts to change, which I think a lot of Japanese politicians want it to change, maybe it will become easier for Western people to live and work in Japan.Especially in like a normal job. But at the moment, I could work there for a small time, but I don't know if I want to work forever in Japan. And sometimes it's difficult for Western people to get promotions, and things like that. So I think it would be better for me to work in Japan for a short time, and then maybe work in England or work in America and Japan at the same time. So
今なんだろう政府がさその少子化でなんかこういろいろと外国人を受け入れる雇用のことエンプロイのこととかも、まあ、考えてるから、まあ、少しずつ変わっていくのかもしれないけど今は結構難しい、
yeah. So that's what I want to research in the future、mm-hmm. is、I've applied for a scholarship to study at Waseda Daigaku and research、Japanese Tabunka Kyosei multiculturalism、
mm-hmm.
After the new visa changes because there's going to be so many more Southeast Asian people moving to Japan in the next 5 years. What's Japan going to do about these people? So.
え、なんかあと最後に私が聞きたいのは全然話また変わっちゃうんだけど 普通に日本のおすすめ旅行、なんかその日本に多分リスナーの方には日本に旅行で来るって普通にトラベルで来る人も多いと思うから、なんかおすすめな場所とかたなんかありなんかあるあったら教えて
ほしい。 Yeah, of course. So, I'm not going to recommend the normal places. I think you should go to Shikoku. Matsuyama City is really beautiful. And it has Dogo Onsen. Do you know Dogo Onsen?
No.
It's the oldest onsen in Japan. And in the film Spirited Away, Sento Chihiro no, that's the inspiration for that onsen. So it's a very beautiful onsen, and Matsuyama is quite a cool city. But also, go to Kochi. They have a delicious food, seafood in Kochi Prefecture. Katsu Ototaki. You can go to the Iyo Valley, it was really beautiful in, oh, is that in Kagawa or Tokushima, I think. So Shikoku is such a really nice place to go. There's the Shimenami Kaido, you can cycle across this really long bridge, and there isn't that many tourists who go to Shikoku. Everyone goes to Tokyo, Osaka, Kyoto, maybe Fukuoka, but they don't go to Shikoku, so you should go to Shikoku.
確かになんか私たち東京に住んでるからなんか分かるんだけど、なんか東京の観光地ってなんかもう日本人よりも今海外からのそのツアーリスト観光客の方で溢れてるというか、だから結構こう、まあ、もちろん楽しめると思うけどやっぱり混んでるからね。
確かに。
だから確かにそういうちょっとカントリーサイドに田舎の方に行ってみるのもなんかいいのかな。
Have you ever been to 四国？
ない、私は。ある
あれ気がするけど
大丈夫かいこちゃん、しっかり
なんか私その九州に住んでたから小さい頃にその
Yeah, you can take a boat from Beppu to Uojima, Matsuyama.
あったき、行ったことある気がする。
なるほどね。え、かいこちゃんからなんか聞きたいこととかは？
あ、じゃあ食べ物について聞きたくて、なんか私がイギリスに来た時は日本の食べ物がすごく恋しくなったんですけど、日本に行った時あんまり日本食が合わないなっていうか美味しくないなと思いましたか？
Well, right now I really miss Japanese food because it's difficult to find nice Japanese food in London. But when I first went to Japan, I didn't really know much about Japanese food. I'd never eaten sushi. I'd eaten ramen one time in my life. But now I think it's like my favorite food. I miss everything about Japanese food. Apart from natto, I don't like natto. That's the only thing.
Natto, 美味しいよ。ね、
美味しくないよ。私は嫌いよ。なるほど。
え、その日本食に慣れるまで時間かかった？それとももうすぐ、あ、美味しいってなったの？
It took a little bit of time to get used to eating rice for twice a day. Because before I went to Japan, I didn't eat much rice. Maybe two or three times a week. But in Japan, every meal has rice. So it took me maybe a month to get used to eating rice all the time. But after that, I got used to pretty much all food in Japan, but I had to eat regularly. And if there was something I didn't like, I just wouldn't eat it again. There's so much choice, so.
一応なんか日本にパンとかも売ってるじゃん。そのブレッドもあるじゃん。でもやっぱ全然違う？その。
Yeah, English bread is much better than Japanese bread. That's
it, yeah. 何が？
Japanese bread has lots of things in it.
まあね、確かにアンパンとか
メロンパンとか。 Yeah, whereas in England you can just buy different types of bread. Because in Japan it's all bread with an, or bread with chocolate.
Yakisoba.
which is very strange.
なんだろう、多分東京だったら今結構そのフランスとか、まあ、いろんな国からのパン屋さんがこう、もうそのパン職人というかその、プロフェッショナルな人がもう来てそのお店をやってるとかも結構あるけど、なんかもうちょっと田舎になっちゃうとさ、本当にこうローカルなパン屋さんとか、あとはこう山崎っていうこのスーパーマーケットでね売ってる やつしかないから。
Yeah, so I think it's very different in Ehime to Tokyo about the quality of bread.
Quality of bread.
Quality of bread だね。
It was nice, but I prefer English bread.
そう、なんかこの前にあのテレビを NHK ワールドってさ、イギリスでも見れるじゃん。で、それを見てたら、なんかフラットメイトがテレビに出てて、で、インタビュー、なんかその、どこだったかな、あの、なんかどっかの東京の地区をインタビューしてて、で、それにたまたまインタビュアーとしてこう、なんだろう、インタビューされる人として、なんか友達が出てきたのね。で、イギリス人の友達が。で、なんか、なんでそんなとこテレビ出たのみたいな話をしたら、ちょうどパン屋さんに行く途中だったみたいな。で、東京に留学してる子だったんだけど、なんかその東京でブリティッシュ、なんかイギリスみたいなちゃんとしたパンを買えるのはそこしかなかったから、そこに、神楽坂かな、そこの神楽坂にしかないから、パン屋を買いに行ってたら、ちょうど NHK の人が、こう神楽坂についてどう思いますかみたいな感じでインタビューしてきたみたいなこと言ってて、
じゃあ東京にはめっちゃブリティッシュな
神楽坂に、
神楽坂にパン屋さんが、
神楽坂には絶対あるっていう、まあ他にはあると思うけど、確かになんか私たちとしてはさ、いや私たちもパンあるって思うじゃん、でもなんかパンって違うんだなって同じじゃない、
同じに感じるけど
別に全く同じに、なんか食パンの厚さが、食パンってなん英語でなんて言うの、
食パン、
食パンってなんか普通の
パン、四角い
さ、こういっぱいスーパーマーケットとかで
売ってる、 Oh, like sliced bread.
ああ、そう、食パン、
like a loaf of bread.
そう、食パンって言うんだけど、日本語はなんかそれが日本のだと結構厚いけど、イギリスのってめっちゃ薄くなる。
I think Japanese bread is in, milk bread. I think they use milk to make Japanese bread and they don't in Europe, I think.
確かに。なんかさ、ふんわりって私好きなんですけど、知ってます？
Because it's sweet.
ちょっと若干甘くてふわふわで、
そうそうそう、
なんかしっとりしてるとか言わない、なんかちょっとこうウェットっていうか、
ふわふわ
ね、確かに。あとなんか、なんとか、なんかその茶色いパンとかあんまないよね、
ない、
白いパンが基本ベースみたいな感じかな、じゃあパンで盛り上がってしまったんですけどじゃあ今日はこんな感じで、あ、なんか最後にじゃあリスナーの方は日本語を学んでる方に向かってなんか一言ありますか、アドバイスとか
アドバイス、just keep trying. I couldn't speak Japanese 3 years agoAnd I know I haven't spoken Japanese in this interview, but I can speak a little bit. So, so just keep trying. And if you get on the JET program, or if you want to go to Japan as a student or as a private English teacher, I'm sure you'll find something that you really like doing and you'll have a great time. Just keep trying hard. Thank you.
じゃあ今日はこの辺で終わりにします、はい、じゃあツイッターフォローお願いします、はい、週に何回か更新してるので、まあ、よかったらフォローしてください。あとパトレオンでのご支援も、ありがとうございますということで、じゃあ今回はこの辺で、はい、バイバイ。